I bet you don't know what day this is, said the wife to her husband as he made his way out the front door. The husband was perplexed, but always the quick thinker, he said, of course I do, my dear. How could I forget? With that, he turned and rushed to catch the bus for work. At 10 a.m., the doorbell rang, and when the woman opened the door, she was handed a box containing a dozen long-stemmed red roses. At 1 p.m., a foiled-wrapped 2-pound box of her favorite chocolates arrived. Later, a boutique delivered a designer dress. The woman could not wait for her husband to come home. The husband was smug as he returned home from work, satisfied that he had recovered from what could have been a very bad situation. His wife was indeed surprised. First the flowers, then the chocolates, and then the dress. She exclaimed, I have never had a more wonderful Groundhog Day in my life. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 30, and if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. So here's the question that we're going to try and answer today. Do we take the words of Jesus seriously enough? Do we model our lives after them? Do we set our course throughout the day based on them? Are our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions grounded in them? Do we take the words of Jesus seriously? And does it even matter? Here are a couple of other things that Jesus said. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. That's amazing. That's unbelievable. Literally unbelievable, because we really don't believe that, do we? We say to ourselves, Jesus didn't mean that. He wasn't being literal when he said that. Here's something else Jesus said. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these. Jesus said we can do greater works than him? What? Instead of taking those words seriously, we say, that's impossible. And we listen to our voice instead of his voice. How about this one? One more. Jesus said, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. That seems like a pretty good one to take seriously, don't you think? And a pretty simple one to take seriously. Yet how many of us woke up this morning with the single-minded goal of loving others? You know, right now, right here, if we choose to believe any of those three sayings that Jesus said with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our souls, our lives would never be the same. Do we take the words of Jesus seriously? To explore this question, we're going to look at words that Jesus did not mean to be taken seriously, or at least not literally. When Jesus said, and if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away, he was trying to make a point on the futility of us keeping the law on our own merits. In our own efforts. Yet let's pretend for a moment. We're going to stretch our minds this morning. We're going to do what I call a little thought experiment. Okay? Let's pretend, key word pretend. Let's pretend that Jesus was serious when he said, if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. By the way, if we did that, right, everyone would call us lefty. Everyone got that, right? Sermon title? Of course you did. If Jesus meant that, could we ever get to a point where we would really consider such a drastic step? And I would argue we might consider that for a moment if we thought that by giving up our right hand, we would get something greater in return. I lost my place. Got so excited. For instance, I'm going to give you what I call my Star Wars line of thinking. And I took a poll in the last two services. Who is a Star Wars fan? Do we have any Star Wars fans in here? Okay. One? I knew it would be bad, but I didn't know it would be that bad. Well, let me give you a little synopsis. In the Star Wars saga, you have the protagonist, Luke Skywalker, right, who is going to save the day. And Luke is fighting this bad guy named Darth Vader. You may have heard him about him in pop culture. Spoiler alert, Darth Vader is Luke's dad. Okay. Well, they're fighting with their lightsabers, and Darth Vader chops off Luke's hand. And it's at the end of one of the movies, and the movie ends with Luke being rushed off by his friends, and we're not sure if he is going to live or die. The beginning of the next movie, we see Luke in the medical tent, and guess what? Luke gets a new hand. He gets a robot hand. And it's stronger and it's tougher and it's quicker than the hand that he got. And I thought to myself, you know, if I got a robot hand, I might consider chopping off my hand. Because it would be stronger and it would be tougher and it would be faster. The point that I'm trying to make, or at least lay the groundwork for, is when Jesus asks us to give something up, there is always something greater waiting for us. Let me give you my Inspector Gadget line of thinking. Now, if you were not born in 1972 like I was, then you would not have been 11 years old when the cartoon character Inspector Gadget came out in 1983, and you probably did not watch it every single day of the week. So let me tell you who Inspector Gadget was. Inspector Gadget was this bumbling detective robot that would go out and solve crime and fight the bad guys, and he would have all of these marvelous gadgets that would come out of his robot body and his robot hands. He was based off of somebody you might know, Maxwell Smart, from the television series Get Smart in the 1960s. So I said to myself, well, you know, if I had an Inspector Gadget hand, I might consider giving up my real hand. Because then I could have a drill, or I could have a torch, or I could have a blender. That would be pretty cool. If you have ever had the experience of needing a screwdriver in your house for a screw that you wanted to tighten and you can't find the screwdriver, that would never happen to you if you had an Inspector Gadget hand. Once again, though, I will say when Jesus asks us to give something up, it is always for something greater in return. Now, I realize that I'm kind of preaching like a boy. What I mean by that is, geez, if you had to cut off your hand, well, you get a robot hand and in replace of it, or a gadget hand. That sounds like something my son Jack would say. So it's kind of silly. Let me give you something, another analogy that's not quite so silly. And this is what I call my Jesus hand line of thinking. What if when you cut off your hand, again, we're pretending, right? We're not really going to do this. When Jesus was delivering the Sermon on the Mount and he talked about cutting off your hand, gouging out your eye, nobody did it. They all understood that he was speaking figuratively, right? So we're not going to do it. But let's say that if you cut off your hand, Jesus gave you one of his hands, and you had the ability to heal people. Wouldn't that be interesting? That you could go up to a sick person and touch them, and healing energy would flow out of you, and they would be cured. You know, it just hit me. It's funny how these things work. It just hit me in the contemporary service what I'm actually suggesting, because I wrote down, I said, can you imagine with Jesus' hand somebody who was suffering from depression, and you would touch them and the depression would be lifted? Can you imagine somebody suffering from addiction and you would touch them and the addiction would be cured? I thought, my God, I would do that in a heartbeat. I can't tell you how many friends and family members I've had or have that lives have been ruined by addiction. Yes, I would sign up for that. I know we're just pretending. I would sign up for that. When Jesus asks us to give something up, he always gives us something more. And that helps us take his words seriously. If I'm going to listen to what Jesus said, I'm going to have more in my life. More love, more hope, more joy. But listening isn't enough, is it? We have to do what Jesus said to do. So let's switch from the words that weren't meant to be taken seriously to look at the words that Jesus definitely meant to be taken seriously. These were the words that he said, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And in many ways, this is much harder than giving up a hand, because to live like Jesus and to love like Jesus, we have to love sacrificially. We have to give things up. We must give up our ego. We must give up our pride. We must give up our very lives to love others like he did. Yet remember, when Jesus asks us to give something up, there's always something greater waiting for us. Because when we give up our pride, we have the freedom to worship our God the way we were meant to. When we give up our ego, we have the freedom to submit to God like we were meant to. And when we give up our lives, Jesus gives us his life. This is what's known as being born again, and we can begin to live the lives that we were supposed to live. And when we get down to this, we realize we don't have to give up our hands, but we do have to give up our hearts. We need to replace our hearts with Jesus' heart. That was the whole point when he said you need to cut off your hand if it would cause you to stumble. He was showing them the futility of trying to complete the law, follow the law on their own merits. He said, you can't do it. You need me. So when I ask us to follow his words and to love like he does, he will tell me, he will tell you immediately, you can't do it unless you have my heart. We need his heart. We need Jesus. And so as we close this morning, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Jesus, we want to love others as you have loved us, but we can't. We need your help. We need your heart. So we ask this morning that you replace our hearts with your heart so that we may love like you. We ask you this morning that you replace our eyes with your eyes so that we can see each other as you see us, as your beloved children whom you delight in. We ask that you replace our hands with your hands so that we can embrace each other, so that we can love each other, so that we can heal each other. We ask for all of these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.